The More Music Breakfast Show with October Business Month in full swing. And one of the keynote speakers next week is Dr. Dan Pronk. He studied medicine on an Army scholarship, and upon qualifying as an Army doctor, he completed SAS selection and he moved into special operations. He served for 5 years, including 4 tours of Afghanistan, and was awarded a commendation for distinguished service for his conduct in combat on his second tour. After discharging from the Army, he completed an MBA and moved into medical leadership roles. He's the resident medic, Dr. Dan, on Channel 7's SAS Australia. And last year, he co-authored the best-selling book, The Resilience Shield, with his brother Ben and fellow SAS veteran Tim Curtis. And he joins me now. And you're coming back to the Territory, Dan.
Yeah, look, I lived up there for a couple of years, did a posting as a junior army doctor up there and been back many times since. I do love Darwin. I'm looking forward to coming back.
And you'll be a keynote speaker at 3 venues across the top end. What is your message?
Look, it's about resilience. So basically how to build resilience proactively. So we know that resilience is dynamic, it's multifactorial, but it is modifiable is the exciting thing. So you can build it if you know how. And it's all about learning how to do that, doing it proactively to try and not let the stress overwhelm your resilience.
Well, how do you transfer that from what you've learnt over the years in the Army and SAS into business mode?
There's a lot of similarities with regards to, well, stress for a start and how it affects us physically and psychologically, but then building resilience as well. And so a lot of the stuff that we were doing in the Army and particularly Army Special Forces is the exact same tools that you can build resilience in day-to-day life and in a busy business life. And these are things like being mindful, certainly the practice of mindfulness and meditation, which, believe it or not, the Special Forces have programs in, is very important. Gratitude, things like this, positive mindset, growth mindset, certainly keeping your body fit, looking after your sleep, diet and exercise, maintaining your social supports, being socially well supported and engaged, so maintaining those relationships outside of work, and then focusing in on professional development within your business. So these are all things that we know build resilience, and they're translatable from basically any realm, but certainly from the military realm to the business realm.
Yeah, look, I reckon over the last couple of years, one thing that's come to the fore is anxiety, especially in the workplace environment these days.
Yeah, it's huge. And then the statistics support that from a mental health perspective. We know that anxiety is on the rise, as is depression. And a big component of anxiety is often things that we can't control. Mm. So things that exist outside our sphere of control and even our sphere of influence. And so they sit in what's called your sphere of interest. So it affects you, you're interested in it, but you cannot control it. And there are some great techniques to be able to recognize that and try and just release some of that anxiety. If you can honestly identify that you can't control or influence something, then you need to try and let that go. And that draws back into that mindfulness piece. But you're absolutely correct. We're getting busier and busier. There's more and more inputs into our brains, and this is creating a whole bunch more anxiety.
Yeah, and what about the way we communicate these days, Dan? I mean, it's so different than, you know, even a decade ago.
It's changed the landscape, irreversibly, and it can't be ignored. But once again, it's a tool like any other. You can use it for very positive means, or it can be very negative, and it depends on how you engage in it. And certainly, it is something you can use to maintain those social relationships. But it's important just to make sure that you are using it positively, and it's not being used to fuel some of that anxiety and those feelings of deficit in your life, which people often get from social media, just promoting these 1 minute snapshots of people doing incredible things.
Now, your keynote speech won't be just addressed at, say, business owners. It sounds like it's perfect for employees to come along as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the skills are universal in terms of that trying to recognise and reduce stress and build resilience. And it's important for all levels. So definitely business owners, because we know that people who are in managerial roles and leadership roles, once again, from the statistics, suffer mental health conditions at sort of fairly significant rates. And so it's great for them to learn these skills, but also to be able to employ those skills in the workplace to allow their workforce to be able to develop resilience. And for exactly as you say, for those employees, these are universal skill sets.
Dr. Dan Pronk joining us this morning. You'll be able to hear him speak at Nhulunbuy next Tuesday, Tennant Creek Wednesday the 12th of October, and next Thursday the 13th of October in the ballroom at the Mindle Beach Casino Resort. Dan Pronk, thanks for your time this morning.
Really looking forward to it, Greg. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for your time and all part of October Business Month, proudly supported by Territory FM. For more information and tickets, go to obm.nt.gov.au.